The not very nice and anatomically inaccurate prophecies of O Lord, hear the server. For the prompt internal monologue. The best plan, written by False Premise, read by Jar.
You are quite sure this will work?
Aziraphale said, his eyes narrowing as he examined the long silver contraption in his hands. It looked like a laser gun from a science fiction television set in the 1960s. Well, except for the demonic symbols scrawled all over it. Crowley snorted and stopped peering around the dimly lit back alleyway corner to look back at Aziraphale. When have my plans ever failed? Crowley answered, opening his arms wide. Aziraphale's eyes widened meaningfully. Well, apart from that time, you can't count that time. Aziraphale's eyes widened a little more. Or the others. Crowley flapped his hands about, waving it all away. Point is, this plan is solid. Aziraphale chewed his bottom lip and handed Crowley's contraption back to him. He peeked around the corner himself. The alley was still empty.
It is.
If you say so, dear boy, Aziraphale replied, still watching the entrance to the seedy club.
Look, why do the bad guys never win in the movies?
Because it's made up,
Aziraphale replied, voice rising.
Because they monologue, Crowley said. So we zap the bad guys with this bad boy here.
Crowley gave the silver contraption in his hands a shake.
They experience an uncontrollable desire to monologue. Happy endings all round.
Aziraphale frowned and continued watching the alleyway.
Too many James Bond movies, he muttered to himself.
Crowley flicked down his sunglasses. His golden eyes gleamed, and Aziraphale's heart skipped a beat.
Angel, we said we needed a joint project. We need to start working again, but as our own side. We are both going stir crazy, and you know it. This is the best idea we've come up with. The only one we could agree on.
Aziraphale tottered.
Fine.
Anyway, it's just a test.
I said it was fine, Crowley,
Aziraphale replied tightly. He tuttered again.
Anyway, it is just a test, as you said. What could go wrong?
That's the spirit, Crowley said, smiling widely at Aziraphale.
Aziraphale smiled back, but then he caught movement out of the corner of his eye.
Oh, Crowley, there he is,
Aziraphale gasped. The bad guy, a gangster, according to Crowley, with a long list of evil acts to his name and plenty more evil schemes in the works, and Crowley'd know, exited the building, entourage and how.
Quickly, Crowley, quickly, now!
Crowley sprung into action. He leapt around the corner as fast as possible, dropping the contraption, catching the contraption, and shooting it. Unfortunately, he shot it in the entirely wrong direction. A little red burst of light thwacked right into Crowley's chest.
What's this? The gangster said with a laugh. What's this? I'll tell you what this is,
Crowley said loudly, waving the contraption about.
Today's the day you learn how to monologue. Today's the day you develop an unstoppable desire to share all your evil schemes with those around you. For I, Crowley, Anthony J. Crowley, a lowly demon, have developed this."
Crowley held the contraption aloft and shook it.
"Yes, quiver in fear, for soon you'll be sharing your plans with us all, and I'll be driving off into the sunset in my Bentley, hand in hand with..."
Crowley blinked rapidly.
"Wait, where are they?"
"They left Crowley,"
Aziraphale said softly as he entered the alleyway.
"Somewhere between learn how to monologue and into the sunset."
"Oh." Crowley frowned, but only for a moment. "Oh, well, so be it. Plenty more villains in the sea. We'll wait for another villain and then we'll shoot him."
"Yes, yes, that's what I'll do. And the gun will work. We know it works now, and you'll be so impressed, Angel, so damn impressed that my evil genius turned to good, that you'll throw me against that wall and snog me..."
"Oh!"
Crowley made a choking noise.
"What was that?"
Aziraphale said with a gasp. Crowley shook his head quickly and made another choking noise.
"You said something about snogging."
No, why would I say that? That's not the plan. The plan is to hide how I feel about you, to bury it deep inside, until I impress you so thoroughly you find yourself overcome and rail me at last.
Crowley choked again, throwing his hands up to his mouth and shaking his head rapidly. Aziraphale's eyes widened. He licked his lips.
You want me to rail you?
Yes. No. Yes. But the plan is to pretend I don't. Bury it so deep. I just freak you out. You can't ever know. Impress you, save you, rescue you, over and over, until at last in another 6,000 years, maybe you fuck me into eternity.
Crowley choked again.
"Please, Angel, help me," he choked out.
Aziraphale grabbed Crowley by the collar, slammed him into the wall, and snogged him hard. Crowley moaned into Aziraphale's mouth, hands flying about wildly until they settled across Aziraphale's back. When Crowley was thoroughly snogged, Aziraphale pulled away.
"I love you," he whispered tenderly. "I've always loved you. And yes, I will rail you. Now, if you'd be amenable."
Crowley smiled. "I love you too."
Then he licked his lips. He bit his lip hard and shook his head, wincing, as he blurted out,
"So, the plan is, first we snog some more, and I'll pretend I'm all suave and cool, but actually I'm gagging for it, and this is important, we need to stop snogging before I come in my pants, and that's a real possibility, I've been wanting this so long. So, after the snogging, I want to focus on you. I'll kiss all the way down your neck and across your chest, sucking on your nipples, and then I put your cock in my mouth. I wrap my tongue right around it and tease and pleasure you until you lose all control and you start pushing your cock right down my throat and you need to pull on my hair hard. I like it hard. Always wanted you to rough me up and you suck my cock. Maybe make sure you make those noises you make when you're really enjoying a pudding. Fuck those noises, Angel. They drive me wild. And then you'll bend me over and..." Aziraphir did the only thing he could do. He pushed his tongue right down Crowley's throat. The end.